Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sicanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. It's your sports bros, Rob and Sook. Sah.
Sada.
Big Sook is right over there.
Right here.
With dude.
Oh, look at him. My name is Isaac.
Sada.
And Ryan Buckley is here, although only for one more day.
Yeah, and then he's going off body searching.
Yeah, that's right. Body searching in Eastern Oregon.
I want you, that's Central Oregon.
Central Oregon.
You might find a body out. Well, Central Oregon, no. But Eastern Oregon, you'll find some bodies.
It's hard enough to find a golf ball at Crosswater. There might be a skull in there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, do you think there are? Yeah, in all of our golfing escapades.
Do you think we've walked right over a dead body and not even known it?
Yeah.
Nah, no one.
Like, how close have you? Do you think you've come to a body?
I bet you I've come somewhat close because of my time in Alaska, and like, you know, I'll go out occasionally. I go out like kind of do some overland camping, so I'm guessing that at some point I've been somewhat close. I think I remember when I was a kid. I think my dad found a body in Alaska, but it wasn't. It was a drowning victim, because when people get swept down the river,
what,
then
that doesn't count.
Well. It's when you drowned, eventually in the rivers in Alaska, it puts you out somewhere. So I think he was just fishing, and then, you know, where he happened to be out is where the body was deposited. But I think my dad did find one, if I remember, when I was in my youth.
Mm.
But I was not on said trip.
Like, how many times, like, do you think you're driving by somebody and there's a body in the trunk or something?
I think about that all the time.
Yeah. Some weird looking dude.
Yeah.
Bald guy with a long beard.
Yeah, happens.
With a punts sweatshirt on.
Hey, stuff happens, man.
Well, anyway.
Neighbor, you don't know.
Nice to have you along.
So my neighbors are all old people.
It really is. Hope you're having a great day. We got to talk about the new number one team in college football coming up this hour.
That means nothing, but you know.
Well, I kind of want to talk about Texas.
Hello there.
Hook 'em horns.
Where is Bryce Young among the all-time quarterback busts?
Unfortunately, he can't feel real happy about this debate. I would tell Bryce Young, if I was a fan there, just stay off the internet for a while. You know, just
there are people out there stumping for Jamarcus Russell as a better quarterback, and boy, that is...
It's not good. It's not good when yes, there are people actively saying Jamarcus Russell better than you.
I don't remember. I know I watched Jamarcus Russell, but I don't remember him. And I do... And I have watched enough of Bryce Young to know how bad he is.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I got to tell you.
You don't remember Big Fat Jamarcus Russell?
I got to tell you something, dude. I really got to tell you this. Mm. Can I tell you this?
Yeah.
Do we have a radio show? Can I just tell you this?
Yeah, why not?
Can I be honest here?
Yeah.
I want to say they might be right. Jamarcus Russell better than Bryce Young.
Well, I will say that Jamarcus Russell, he didn't start his rookie year. He only started one game. So he got two seasons. So he got 15 and then 9. So he got more games than Bryce Young.
What was his QBR?
His quarterback rating. You want the QBR or the rating? Because the rating is a little more.
Isn't it the same thing?
No, because the QBR is the total QBR.
The good one. The one we all know. The standard one.
Yeah. So
quarterback rating.
He had the 1 year as a starter, 77.
Okay, that's better than Young, isn't it?
And then 50.
Ooh.
Yeah.
50?
50. Yeah. 50. 50 on the.
So what's his career quarterback rating in the NFL?
65.2.
Okay, Bryce Young's is, I'm looking here, guys. Bryce Young's is 70.9.
Yeah, the
oh my God.
His second year in Oakland, they won 5 games. He went 5-10, and he had 13 touchdowns and 8 picks. And he completed 53% of.
What was his record?
5-10 and 2-7.
Okay, so 7-17? 7-17?
Yeah.
Bryce Young, 2-16.
It's tough. He completed 52% of his passes.
I saw someone say that the Panthers pulled the ripcord after 18 games while the Giants have given Daniel Jones 65 starts.
And they gave him $43 million
and money.
A year.
Yeah.
And Jamarcus Russell just got fat and drank
That's true.
He was a scissorp.
Yeah, he was like
he was
drug
his own
addict.
Worst enemy. That's true.
Whereas Bryce Young, by all accounts, isn't a drug addict or anything. He just didn't any good.
We've suddenly just done the segment.
I know.
I mean that. Yeah. But there's probably more to it.
Well, there's Ryan Leaf, and we've
there's more.
There's
more.
Lots of bad, you know.
Coming up tonight in the club, P. Diddy arrested.
And still in prison.
This reporter doesn't have any idea why he was not in hiding. They said he was actually caught off guard by his arrest. Mm-hmm.
Someone had videos of him in Central Park today.
Dude.
Like, he was just hanging out.
They said he was living at the Park Hyatt.
Yeah.
And they said he was caught. They arrested him there. He was just hanging out in there. And they said he was surprised.
Well, he fled originally. Just stay gone.
Why was he surprised? Stayed gone.
What are you doing? Which is why they're not letting you. When you fled before, they ain't letting you out again, my man.
Well, I just don't understand why he didn't get the hint. Like, dude.
Yeah.
You're Diddy. You've got all the resources in the world. Go lay on a beach.
Well, he's about laying in Rikers now or wherever the hell he's at.
Weird. Right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com. Number five.
Air Force has emerged as a serious target for the American Athletic Conference.
Yeah.
Now, they already have 14 schools, including Army and Navy, but they're anticipating possibly losing Memphis and Tulane to the new Pac-12.
Well, and the Mountain West is just ripe for the pickets. I mean, this is going to be one of those, you know, everyone gets screwed over, so the Pac-12 got screwed over, now they're going to screw over someone else, and then the ACC, the AAC is going to get screwed over, therefore they're going to go screw over the Mountain West. It's just the way it works in alignment. But look, is anyone really fired up about Air Force coming over? Like, and can
you know, I gotta think some people are because they already have Army and Navy. I mean, look, you seen the teams in that league?
Yeah, it's not great.
It's not great, Bob.
It's not great.
Air Force is an upgrade.
Yeah, and I would say having all the military academies, that's a nice little feather in your cap, right? Yeah.
Where's the Marines football team?
That's the Navy.
Oh, what a wait. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All the officers in the...
Where's the Coast Guard football team?
I don't know if they have them. But all the officers in the Marines come from the Naval Academy.
Where's the Space Force?
That would be Air Force.
Football team.
Space Force. Force!
No, I want a separate...
Look at you Space thinking they should have their own.
I mean,
segregation ROP. I see how you're doing it now. Jerk.
U.S. gymnast and Vancouver native Jordan Chiles has filed a... medal appeal with the Swiss Supreme Court.
Yes.
She is looking to get the court to order the Court of Arbitration for Sport to revisit the case of her bronze medal in gymnastics at the Olympics, which until now they refused to do. She is also asking the presiding arbitrator be removed because he is providing legal counsel to Romania in other international proceedings. And, of course, the woman who got the bronze
is Romanian.
Is Romanian.
And she even says, Just give us both the medals. She's not even a part of this. Did you see, too, that Simone Biles' documentary on Netflix may be the smoking gun in this?
Yeah, that's why she's filing the appeal, is they do have video evidence from the filming of that documentary.
That says they appealed it in time.
That they appealed it in time, and that's why they want them to look at it.
Netflix, is there anything it can't do?
An honest documentary.
I still wouldn't give back that medal. I don't care what. I don't care what they decided. I ain't giving that medal back. That's my medal.
Oregon and Oregon State basketball playing a home-and-home series beginning this fall in Corvallis. The date, Thursday, November 21st. Circle it. Well, I guess nobody circles anything anymore. Put it in your iPhone.
I mean, I guess you could circle it. Like, you could, you know, I can draw on my phone.
Can you draw on your calendar?
Yeah.
Your iCal?
Yeah.
Circle it.
I've got a stylist and everything.
Do it. Circle it right now.
Boom.
Do it right now. 21st. Big date. Circle it.
Nah.
They'll play in Eugene next season. The Beavers playing a West Coast Conference schedule this season. As for the Ducks, they have non-conference games against Texas A&M, San Diego State, and Creighton.
Okay. That's fine.
Sook's fired up about that.
Do you get excited about non-conference basketball?
I do.
Do you?
Well, yeah, because Kansas always plays like Duke or Kentucky or something. And
number two.
It's exciting.
That's true.
So, in your face.
Valid point.
Interesting move in Georgia today. The governor there signed an executive order allowing schools to begin paying athletes directly. ESPN reports neither Georgia nor Georgia Tech have immediate plans to start paying players, but they now have the option. There would be no limit to the amount they could pay them, and due to this order, the NCAA could no longer stop them. All these states are doing is just getting out ahead of, because there's no national legislation on it.
No.
So they're just getting out ahead and making sure that their schools will be allowed to pay players and not have to deal with the NCAA.
Because one of the problems with the House settlement that they're still trying to get figured out is, remember, they put a cap on revenue sharing. They were trying to put a cap on different NIL things. And the judge was like, no, you can't keep doing this. You're just going to keep losing. So go back to the drawing board. And like you said, states are just getting out ahead. Eventually, it's just going to be whatever the hell you want to do. Unless there's some sort of federal law that gets passed.
Come too far together. Stop now. Let's do it.
That's it, baby. Shot it from the rooftops.
America's number one fighting force.
Number one.
My number one fan.
Number one.
Number one.
And a flurry of NFL notes today. The Dolphins did place Tua Tagovailoa on the IR to give him time to recover from that concussion. They also say he's going to meet with outside neurologists.
And then there was a report that his mom wants him to retire, and another report saying that he wants to keep playing. So, shocker.
Former Duck DeForest Buckner also headed to IR for the Colts, so both those guys will be out at least four games. The Steelers once again preparing Justin Fields to start this week at quarterback. Pittsburgh hosting Jim Harbaugh and my Chargers.
Hey, 2-0. It's only a matter of time before eventually you're just forced to name Justin Fields the starter, even though your offense, I believe, has scored the third fewest points in the NFL this year, and yet you're 2-0.
And the Chiefs have signed running back Kareem Hunt to the practice squad now that Isaiah Pacheco is hurt.
Have you seen the IR list in the NFL? I mean, it is a who's who. It's a all-star team.
Do you think maybe it's because it's a violent sport?
I think so. I'm often surprised that we're surprised that people get hurt in the NFL.
My God.
Imagine
how quickly I'd get hurt out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's the injury rate's 100%. It's just how bad and how often you get hurt.
Oh, I'm hurt.
You make a choice.
The Hot 5-5 brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food. Discover Victor Rico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or delivered straight to your door at victorricos.com. Back to college football. Texas is the new number one. And where is Bryce Young among all-time QB busts? Those topics coming up next on The Fan. Well, we have a new number one in college football. Thank God it's not Georgia anymore.
It's over.
Tired of Georgia. I've written them off.
Because they had the eke out loss to, or the eke out win against Kentucky.
That's right.
Oh, the last time that happened 2 years ago, they won a national championship.
Look.
So it may be a good sign that they eked out a win.
When Georgia ekes out a win, somehow they are resilient.
Yes.
When Oregon ekes out a win, they're in trouble. I don't like this.
You don't like this double standard.
That's right.
There might be a difference between Kentucky and Idaho, but
there could be that. Or there could be a difference between Georgia and Oregon, as we saw a couple years ago.
That's true as well.
I mean, they've won 28 straight in the SEC, but I'm not going to let the facts get in the way.
It's ridiculous.
I will say, Georgia, who is no longer number one, they still have not given up a touchdown this season.
It's pretty good.
And they have fallen from the top spot. But, you know, I mean, we're the old school SEC, their offenses used to struggle like that.
Yes.
We haven't seen the Georgias and Alabama's offenses struggle like that in a while.
No, the 3 yards in a cloud of dust stuff is gone. When you look at these versions of the SEC teams, the Georgia national title teams have been very good offensively. Alabama completely redid theirs. I mean, they were one of the Alabama was one of the last people to really hold on to kind of the old school way of football and defense. And then Saban realized after the Clemson stuff, hey man, I got to change this. This doesn't work anymore. So I mean, most offenses now in the SEC are dynamic.
And Georgia has just had a thing about struggling at Kentucky.
Yeah, it's just one of those places.
They have two of three games. They have no touchdowns in the first half.
Well, and that's something to keep an eye on. I mean, obviously, you know, they you talk about Georgia and you know Georgia has a lot of talent, but most of the years that you go in with Georgia and you I mean it's just stars across the board. And obviously, you know, Carson Beck is a household name, but outside of that, you know, there is some unknown factors there and you just assume that the next guy up for Georgia is a world beater, but I think Alabama had some of this last year and that when you look at Alabama last year, and by the way, I mean, Alabama rebounded from a kind of a shaky start and ended up beating Georgia and playing in the college football playoff. But when you look at that Alabama team outside of Milroe, can you name a lot of those Alabama offensive players? It was not a who's who. And so I think some people think that as good as Georgia is, they're very young and they don't have the established stars yet. And if you're going to get them now, because by the end of the year, we may know some of these guys.
Well, you know their next game? They have a bye this week, but after that,
who they got?
At Alabama.
Oh, there you go.
How about that?
Yeah. It's a nice little tussle right there.
So Texas is the new number one, and I am one who thinks that when Texas is good, college football is better.
Yeah.
I do like that.
But it begs the question, is Texas back? Because that's what everyone wants to ask nationally every year.
I don't see why they're not. They were just in the playoff, and they look like the best one of the best teams in the country so far this year.
Just in the playoff, people are saying this is as loaded team as they've had, even though they've lost a couple starting running backs. And so far the team that they've played that we thought was going to be good, Michigan, they just absolutely kicked the living hell out of them. So, I mean, are they back? I mean, I guess winning a national title means that you're back. But at this point in the season, there's very few people that doubt what Texas has going on.
Yeah, I don't see how they're not back. I mean, I think it's amazing that they have two of the best quarterbacks in the country, it looks like.
Yeah, Ewers goes down.
How are you able to do that?
Ewers goes down, well, money, and the fact that Arch Manning didn't go anywhere. It's surprising that he's willing to sit for 2 years, right? I mean, there was a belief that you know, maybe there was some talk that maybe he would go to Ole Miss and that he was going to bail out of this because Ewers decided to come back. But
that is unique. I mean, fresh, highly touted freshman that came in and didn't play. Most of those guys go somewhere else.
Exactly. In today's NIL transfer portal era, it's stunning that they have that good of a quarterback room. I mean, Quinn Ewers might be the best quarterback in college football.
He was the favorite to win the Heisman.
And he just got hurt. I don't know if he'll be back for that run of games where they have Oklahoma and Georgia. But if he's not, my God. And it was just one game, but Arch looked great.
Yes, he did not miss a beat, although to be fair, that was Texas San Antonio.
Yeah, but he's a Manning, so he's got to be good. And he's fast. What is that about?
Yeah, he ran almost 21 miles an hour.
The Mannings aren't fast.
Sprint.
I was reading an article about him.
He's got that Cooper Manning DNA in him.
Well, no, he said, he takes after? Mm. Or at least Peyton said?
His mom.
His dad, or his granddad. Arch.
Oh,
Archie.
Well, Arch credited
Archie. Archie was actually athletic. Yeah, he had some rush yards for, you know, I mean, but it was a different time. But
unlike Eli and Peyton.
Yeah, they said Peyton and Eli totaled 18 rushing touchdowns in college on 47 yards.
Hey, 18's pretty good, though.
A lot of sneaks.
A lot of sneakers there. Hey, it turns out both of those guys ended up being pretty good. But yes, Texas right now is loaded, and they're loaded at the most important position.
Is it possible that they go back-to-back number one overall picks, quarterbacks, Texas?
Number one overall picks? Oh, yeah. If Ewers goes number one and then Arch Manning, boy, that would be something.
And there's no way that's ever happened.
I can't imagine.
Same school?
I can't imagine that's ever happened.
Well, I guess it might have happened with Oklahoma because, but that's the transfer portal. So that kind of, right? Like, because they had...
But that wasn't back-to-back.
Murray and... Well, no, it wouldn't have been.
No, that wouldn't have been back-to-back. There's no
way. Not back-to-back.
No, there were years in between.
And what if Arch lights it up?
That has never happened before.
There's no way that's happened.
No way.
What if Arch lights it up over the next few weeks? Does he just go back to the bench?
Do you have a controversy? Boy, wouldn't that be something?
Wally Pipp situation in Austin?
You got a Heisman Trophy guy, and then he goes down? I'm looking here. Nope. You know what, Rob? You are correct.
Who is
it? I will shut up.
Murray and...
Baker Mayfield, 2018.
Oh, Baker and Murray.
Kyler Murray, 2019.
Yeah. So Oklahoma just did it, but that's a little...
Oklahoma did it. I thought there was years in between them, and I was wrong.
You idiot.
I was an idiot.
How do you even host a show?
I don't know. I thought for whatever reason, I thought Baker and Kyler had a couple years in between them. But
I did read that Arch said that he just really wanted to play at Texas. Like, it's his dream to play at Texas. So maybe it's just this one-off unique situation.
Yeah.
But it's insane that they have those two quarterbacks in this day of, you know, with the transfer portal and quarterbacks not sitting around and waiting. It's just insane that they have those two guys.
And it also helps, too, that, you know, Arch Manning makes more in NIL than just about any other player in college football. He's probably driving around in a Lamborghini because they give all their skill player guys Lamborghini. He's probably knee-deep in Texas skush.
But he'd be knee-deep in skush no matter what.
I know. I'm just
college,
saying.
Man.
I think that helps a little bit. And you know that, if you wait around, you're going to take the keys to a Ferrari as opposed to going somewhere else, and you never know. The grass isn't always greener. So... But it is unique because that position, it's the most important position in all of football. And, you know, whether it's in college or the NFL, it's kind of a rarity that those guys make an entire season without getting hurt. I mean, go ask Oregon the last couple of years, right? I mean, Bo was extremely durable, but even he got nicked up and wasn't 100% to go. And that's the thing now with Quinn Ewers. Who's to say, like, if Quinn Ewers on a normal team might force himself to come back, in Texas, you don't have to. In Texas, you'd be like, dude, we are A-OK. And that is saying something.
Do you think Arch has as much pressure as, like, Bronny does?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if anyone had as much pressure as Bronny, but I think there's a fair amount. I mean, obviously, he has been hyped up for a long time.
Yeah, wasn't he, like, the number one kid out of high school?
Well, that's what they say, but again, he kind of got the Bronny treatment, where if you talk to people, then they're kind of the recruiting rankings that thought that the name Manning certainly helped him along the way, and that he wasn't.
It's very similar to that, in that he would have still been a blue-chip recruit.
But he wasn't.
But he may not have been the number one status. Like, you know, people made Bronny, like, a four- or five-star recruit, and he was probably more of a three-star kind of guy. Yeah. Arch was still going to be five-star, but, you know, they made him the number one quarterback instead of maybe five or six, something like that.
Well, there's a lot of people that think that the hype was not conducive to the ability. And, you know, to be fair to Arch and everyone else, you know, he wasn't the backup last year. He got beat out. Was Malik Murphy?
Yep.
Arch wasn't the backup as a freshman.
Third string.
So, you know.
Where'd Murphy go? He's around.
I don't remember where he went.
Duke?
But... did he go to Duke?
Yeah, he's at Duke.
The Heward kid, he went to UW and was the savior of that program, and he ended up going to Cal Poly. Malachi Nelson was the number one quarterback in the country. SC lost out to Miller Moss, goes to Boise State, and he didn't beat out that Maddox kid. And look, that Maddox kid is not good.
Boy, how bad does that make Malachi Nelson look?
Unbelievably bad. Because the kid at Boise State, he's like the kid at Washington State. They're both like gamers and they run around, but neither one of them is a good quarterback. They're kind of college gamers. That just, you know, that play hard and gritty. But he couldn't beat that kid out of Boise State. Tate Martell supposedly was the number one or number two quarterback. That was the kid that ended up having to leave Georgia, or was it Ohio State that he left because Justin Fields that was coming up, and then he went down to Miami and lost that job and went somewhere else. I mean, we just see this a lot where quarterbacks are the definition of wishy-washy, whether it's the NFL or whether it's college. It's just really hard to play those positions. And turns out that Texas, at least right now, appears to have two of the best in the game. And that's saying something.
Well, they're the new number one, the Longies, with Sark over there. Mm-hmm. They are
We're calling them the Longies?
The
Longies.
Well, you know me. I'm pretty good.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I can't let those go, though.
We got Louisiana Monroe this week. Mississippi State Then you the week after that.
And then isn't there a bye leading into the Red River?
Then they have a bye, yeah. And then it's Oklahoma and Georgia.
Giddy up.
And after that, pretty smooth sailing.
Yeah. So
unless you count the last game at Texas A&M.
So, and, you know, and that's
cool that they're playing that game again.
Yeah. Again, back in the SEC. But even if they lose to Georgia, I mean, you look at that schedule, you're Texas. I'm imagining, I mean, weird things can happen, but I'm going to go ahead and take a bold, ballsy stance and say that Texas in the college football playoff, Georgia in the college football playoff. Alabama, probably in the college football playoff.
Talk about courage.
It is courage. It is courage.
You have it in spades.
And, you know, Alabama, I've seen Alabama play a couple times now. While they're not the physical juggernaut that they were under Nick Saban, their defense isn't, like, lighting the world on fire. Milroe looks really good, and he's gotten better at throwing the ball, and Alabama's going to be a problem for some people. Like, sleep on Milroe at your own risk. Yes, he doesn't throw the greatest NFL ball in college. That guy is an absolute beast. And DeBoer is a really bright offensive guy.
Did Bryce Young win a title?
Yes.
He did?
I do believe Bryce Young won a title. I think
yeah, that's correct.
I think they all won a title there.
Hurts did, but he got benched.
But he got benched. By the way, someone put up a thing and said, hey, how Alabama quarterback's doing? Because Mac Jones,
yeah,
Tua, Hurts, and to be fair to Hurts, Hurts is like 2-9 in his last 11 games, and then we've got, you know, it's...
You know, Quinn Ewers got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he regrets doing that Dr. Pepper ad? Because do you know who the last two guys to...
Bryce Young and DJ, right?
Bryce Young and DJ U.
Ooh.
Do we have the new Madden curse?
It's not company you want to be in.
Well, and Caleb, yeah. You know, Caleb and... Yeah, his year didn't...
Did Caleb Williams do Dr. Pepper
ads? Yeah, he did Dr. Pepper. And that was the year that... That was last year, and they...
I want to talk about him tomorrow. Because, boy...
It's not pretty. Yep.
He is just the definition of...
We can talk about it because I've watched Chicago and
but I still don't think he's bad. I just feel like I don't know. We'll just tease ahead and say that I feel like Eberflus, he's just not the guy for Caleb.
Also, that line is that ass.
Yeah, that they're offensive so line bad. Is terrible. And what they're offense, I don't know what their offense. Anyway, we'll get to that tomorrow.
Sure.
Okay. Calm down.
Calm.
Everybody, down. Just calm down.
Calm down.
By the way, Alabama's schedule much harder. So they played Georgia. After the bye week,
because
they both get a bye, apparently, Alabama and Georgia going into that game. That is at Alabama. And then they also have at Tennessee, they host Missouri, at LSU, and at Oklahoma. Not all in a row, but...
Yeah, that's
pretty tough.
That's tough.
Pretty tough skid.
Yeah, that's a tough
much slate. Tougher than Texas's.
Yes.
Tell you that.
And by the way, Bryce Young won a national title, but not as a starter. He lost his only start in the college football playoff to Georgia.
But wait, who was the starter then?
He was. Bryce Young was the game that he started in the national title game, he lost to Georgia.
But you said he won a title.
He would have been on the I think he would have been on the Tua team then as
Tua.
I think he would have been there with Tua. Or no, actually would have been
because Hurts was there.
It would have been Mac Jones then he would have been on. Because Jones came after Tua.
Yeah, he would have been the backup for Mac Jones. That makes sense.
He would have been on the Mac Jones. So but no, he did not technically. He won, but not as a starter. He could not beat Georgia. And that was the year that all the receivers got hurt. Jameson Williams got hurt. Michi got hurt. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm remembering this, and it might be revisionist history, I believe they beat Georgia that year, and then everyone got hurt. Like, all the receivers got hurt, and they got nicked in the national title game.
Where is Bryce Young among the all-time busts? That's next. Here's Buck.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from Inside the Trenches and Behind the Tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
All right, Bryce Young has been benched by your Panthers.
Even though their coach is a coward and won't say that it was the owner that did it.
Wait, what?
Well, so Canal, you didn't see this?
No.
So, Buck, do you have the...
So I've got the Canales clip from, I guess, Monday, because on Sunday after the game, he said, no, Bryce is still our guy, and right 24 hours later is like, no.
Yeah, right after the game, Canales is like, no, he's our guy, and then immediately they bench him, and we know that Tepper has said that he's in charge, and so then someone asked Canales if he was the... if this came from above his head, and Canales gave the most cowardly response ever.
I want to keep that private. What I would like to say, though, is this is something after I watched the film, I looked at it, had a thought, started working on talking to the guys that we make decisions with. Certainly a lot of parties involved there. And ultimately, this comes on me. And my number one responsibility is to help the Panthers win. And so this move, I believe, puts us in the best chance to do that.
Right. I think that might be a good drop. What he said, right off the top, he said...
I want to keep that private.
I want to keep that private. That's a drop.
Keep that private. Okay.
Rookie coach. Keep that private.
I just love...
So the owner says, bench the quarterback or else.
Yes, pretty much.
That's why he hired that guy.
Yeah.
That poor schlub. You know, the only thing I... Buck said this the other day off the air, and I couldn't agree more. The only thing I think about when I see Dave Canales or hear Dave Canales... Mm-hmm. Is that poor sap
the book.
Writing a book about
how he couldn't stop
his porn
pleasuring himself.
Yeah. And his, that whole story with that guy.
Yeah, it's rough.
So demasculated. Well, like,
Tepper is low-key the worst owner now in the NFL.
I don't, it's that low-key? I don't think that's low-key.
He just is. So you, I mean, look, Bryce Young sucks. We all know Bryce Young sucks, and I'm not trying to make excuses for him, but You give up all this crap to go get him. You trade away your number one receiver. You give him no help whatsoever. You fire his coach a couple games into the season. You give him an interim coach, and then you bring in Dave Canales, who's supposed to help him, like, you know, come around. But you don't do anything really other than give him two guards. Your offense is dreadful, and 2 games into it, even though the head coach is like, no, this is our guy, give me time to work with him, you step your big fat hedge fund foot in your mouth, David Tepper, and are like, no, you're sitting him down. And now you make your coach look like an ass by having to go up there and say, hey, this is 24 hours after you said he's our guy. And he's like, oh, I'm going to keep that private. I mean, the Panthers are a joke. So, yes, Bryce Young sucks. He'll probably never be a player in this league worth a damn. But what happened to him is it's a bad set of circumstances. And if I were like the Rams, the Niners, someone like that, I'd call the Panthers and be like, do you want like a 6-round pick for him? I'm sure. And just stick him on the bench for a year or two. You know, Matt LaFleur in Green Bay right? Like you sit behind because they got Malik Willis who can't throw the ball from me to you. Go sit behind Jordan Love for a couple years and try to pull a Sam Darnold. And look, Darnold, you know, we'll see what happens. It's been two games. I'm not pulling a call in and be like, Sam Darnold, the greatest quarterback in the world. But, you know, Sam Darnold was on two crappy franchises, and it was dreadful. And then he got out of there, sat in San Francisco for a bit, now in a really good offensive system in Minnesota. And looks like, you know, maybe this will be a decent year for him. So I wouldn't give up on Bryce Young. I just, if you're Bryce, accept the fact you have to sit for a bit. And by God, stop trying to, if this is it in Carolina, it should be, don't try to go to a place where you can be the starter. Because any place that's going to let you compete for being a starting quarterback is a terrible situation.
He needs to go to a good coach.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
yes.
You can't go to like Oakland.
No. Well, that's
you got to go somewhere like LaFleur is good or
like
Minnesota.
I don't want to try to throw Marcus under the bus. Marcus is you know been fine. He's had a nice NFL career, but the problem is Marcus kept trying to be a starter. And when you go to places like Marcus isn't very good, and so when you go to places that will let you and you think you can win the starting job, those are usually bad circumstances, as opposed to going someplace and just being like, look, I understand what Steve Young did this, right? And I know it was a different path because the USFL and all that, but
Alex Smith,
exactly. Go sit for a bit and just see and be like, yeah, let's go somewhere where I'm just going to get a chance to catch my breath.
Are there other benched number one overalls were resurrected? Alex Smith's a good example.
I don't know if like overall, like Jim Plunkett, I don't know if he went overall, but Jim Plunkett was a washout in New England. He went in two Super Bowls and with the Raiders. Yeah, Alex Smith was a complete washout, and he ended up having a nice, solid career. I'm trying to think of other guys, maybe not number one overall, but high picks that were busts that kind of had a resurgence. It's tough.
Sorry, I said Oakland. I meant Vegas.
Vegas. Yeah, there's not many.
There's no team in Oakland. That would be rough on
that
him.
That would be rough.
Well, he wouldn't throw a pick there.
Yeah. But like Rich Gannon, but he wasn't like a first-round pick or anything. But Rich Gannon had a career resurgence later on. I mean, it happens. But for the most part, when you've shown nothing, chances are, you know,
all right,
this is it.
So the next question we answer, the final sports question of the day, where is Bryce Young among the all-time quarterback busts? That's next on The Fam.
Yeah, baby!
I want to keep that private.
I want to keep that private.
I want to keep that private.
Why not just lie and say that it was your choice? Your decision. Why even say that? Which is code for, yeah, you know,
you got to own it. If the owner wanted that, you have to own it. Jeez. You can't throw him under the bus. Now you just threw him under the bus.
Exactly.
I guarantee he got called into the office for that.
Dude, that guy is such a douche. Not Canales.
Okay, so
he may be a douche. I don't know.
I jotted down five, and I stopped at five because there's a million that come into my mind.
Sure. I got about four or five that pop into my mind.
All-time QB busts. Okay. Yeah. I jotted down the five that I think are the biggest, at least just, again, all this is subjective, arguable.
And I go to with mine, not only it's where you were selected, but for me, it comes down to what your expectations were.
Yeah.
You know, like it's one thing because not all, like Josh Rosen is a guy that was just horrid.
I toyed with him.
And Josh Rosen had no business being an NFL quarterback, but also Josh Rosen was not thought of as some sort of generational talent.
Wasn't he like the 10th pick or something like
tenth.
That? So it wasn't like
he was also, there was also a lot of talk that he was going to he's like the opposite of a bust.
Yeah.
In that he was drafted high and I think everybody kind of thought he was going to suck.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of like when you got
the rare predicted bust.
Yes.
Really?
What's the opposite of a bust? I mean,
a boom.
But you still suck.
Yeah. I mean,
so I went Tim Couch.
Okay.
Ryan Leaf. Obviously, Jamarcus Russell. Obviously, Todd Marinovich. And I do believe that Bryce Young is in the top five. Those are my five.
Okay. The ones that come to mind when I think of all time busts, obviously, Ryan Leaf is one that pops into my mind, right? Like you can't argue with the fact that Ryan Leaf at one point, there was a debate between Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf.
Yep.
And Leaf had taken Washington State to the brink of, you know, beating Michigan.
He was awesome, dude.
Ryan Leaf was really,
he had,
really good.
He had everything, right?
Yes.
Size, arm.
Size, all that. But I guess, you know, if you listen to anyone, the dude was an absolute moron.
Well, he had a drug problem too, didn't he?
Yes.
Was that part of why he flamed out in the NFL?
Yeah, he was a drinker.
Yeah.
And at Washington State, he was a drinker. And he just didn't want to, I mean, his head wasn't screwed on right.
Yeah.
But that dude had every,
like Marinovich.
That dude had every physical talent that you could want. The second one that comes to mind is Trey Lance.
Ah.
I mean, Ooh. Dude, I'm sorry. The arguably the best organization this side of the Kansas City Chiefs, with a really, really smart offensive guy, probably the brightest offensive mind in the NFL between him and McVay. Dude, they gave up three picks to move up and get Trey Lance. And by the way, they moved on from a quarterback that was a sliver away, one throw from winning a Super Bowl. And that was a quarterback that needed to win and win now. And there was a belief that he was going to do it. Dude, he never saw the field. Like, I mean, and now can't sniff the field. He's not even the backup in Dallas. I mean, he's a third-string guy.
Well, he was going to get his shot because Garoppolo got hurt, and then, like, his first chance, he broke his ankle, and he's done.
So, I you know, when I think of Buss, I think of Trey Lance. And I don't know why. It escapes him. The other one for me, obviously, is Jamarcus Russell. And then I look at Johnny Manziel, too. Johnny Manziel won a Heisman Trophy. And Johnny Manziel was, again, viewed as this, that he was going to be the poster child for the new modern, you know, runaround quarterback. And, again, you want to talk about someone that was an absolute unmitigated disaster, I give you that.
But, like Rosen, also not drafted high.
He was the first-round pick.
Yeah, but he fell way down to the 20s because people thought he might be that bust.
And then the other one for me is, if I had, and again, this is just my personal expectations, like Tim Couch, I'm like, whatever. You played at Kentucky, go away. If I had to play one college football game, anyone in my lifetime, because I can't talk about someone that played in like 1972.
Tim Tebow.
If I had one college football game to win, I would take this man.
Vince Young.
And Vince Young came into the league, and Vince Young was rookie of the year, and Vince Young made a Pro Bowl, and then it just all just, he got fat, he got out of shape, he never developed his game, and I still to this day think that if you did something different in between his ears, Vince Young could have been really, really special in this league, and he didn't care. He said he was fat, he was lazy, and just everything had been handed to him. He was just God-given. Someone reached into his crib when he was a baby and said, you are going to be the best football player on earth. And he was. And then he wasn't. So Vince Young, for me, the third overall pick. And again, I don't get why we don't talk about Vince Young being a bust more. Because he was for what he could have been and what he showed glimpses of, Vince Young was a disaster in this league.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, I think four of your five were black.
Four of my five.
Yeah, weren't they? Or no, you had Manziel and Leaf.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel. Yeah, whoa. Don't.
Three of your five.
Whew.
I was going to call you racist.
Whew.
And but I now
think,
you're.
Hey, I think Trey Lance, by the way, is half.
You're at a good ratio now.
I'm actually 2.5 and 2.5.
I'm asking where the white power rankings
go. What do you think of that? That right there.
I'm letting you off the hook.
That is racial integrity.
I just have always preferred the whites.
Right, I was trying to make you racist.
Bleacher Report did a top 50 quarterback bust.
I wish I could have more white things.
Damn it.
The top five.
It's got to be Russell, right?
No, Ryan Leaf is their number one. Jamarcus okay. Russell, number two. Art Schlichter, number three.
Yeah. Oh, Schlichter, yeah.
Colt. Like a gambling.
Marinovich, four. Heath Shuler, five.
Oh, yeah.
Third overall pick in 94.
I think he's a senator now.
Is he right?
Yeah, I think he was a senator.
Rick Meyer, six. Andre Ware, seven. Akili Smith, eight.
Yeah.
Ooh, Akili Smith.
Todd Blackledge, nine. David Klingler, 10.
See, the Klingler stuff, and the same thing with Andre Ware. Those guys were gimmicky guys that played in crappy conferences and just put up a lot of numbers.
But they're top 10 picks.
They're top 10 picks, yeah.
But isn't that Lance, though?
Lance is number three.
Yeah. Lance didn't even play a lot of football.
Dan McGuire, Mark's brother.
Trey Lance just, you know. I can't believe, you want to talk about an organization that's gotten so much right. Those donkeys went and traded up to get Trey Lance and then got bailed out, absolutely bailed out by getting Brock Purdy. Because without that, I don't know where the hell the 49ers are. I guess they would have tried to get Tom.
All right, we got to go. Club 1080 is next, and guys, they got him. Diddy. Diddy is in cuffs. That's next on The Fan.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. See ya.